Today it is currently Wednesday, October 30th, 8:12 in the PM. And I'm just laying in bed thinking. So me and my little brother have been recently talking again, and tonight, I blocked him off of Facebook and off of Instagram because I just couldn't do it. I figured I would talk about it here. But, okay, so he's in a tough spot right now. He's 19, the same age as me. He's only 10 months younger than me. A good person, we've both went through stuff that has changed us in negative ways, and it's given both of us a lot of anxiety. And he's going down a very dark, not dark path, but just the path that I didn't really want for him growing up. And that's why I left in the first place, so I didn't have to see that for myself. Which is kind of selfish, I admit, yeah, to leave somebody you love behind because you don't want to see them fall into the same things that your parents have fallen into, or your brothers and other siblings have fallen into. But I blocked him and everything again today because I still don't want to see him go through that. I left 3 years ago for the same reason as I did tonight, why I don't want to have any contact with him if I know that he's not doing well. I feel so helpless because I can't help him, You can't help somebody, when you yourself is in a position, where you also need help getting back on your feet. It's just, I don't know. He's a good person, but I just couldn't. But yeah, no, I just wanted to get that off my chest or whatever, and it's been a while since I, done a podcast. I guess I will talk about the foster care system. Why not? That seems like a good topic as any to talk about. All right, so I grew up in the foster care system, I was tossed around, moved a bunch of foster homes, some better than others. Sorry if you can hear that, but some better than others. And he was always, sorry, I just got a yawn. I just finished watching some ASMR videos. He was always there with me for the most part. Until he wasn't, he was sent off to the psychiatric ward to get help. And, after that happened, I couldn't do it anymore with stuff like that. And foster care has been a really strange place for me and him. And the success rates, I feel like I don't hear enough success rates, Like he is falling down the same path that every other foster kid has went down after getting out of the system. Lost and confused and don't really know their place in life. And it's so sad to see. Like I fell down that path too for a year, but I'm ready now to better myself, and I just wish that he finds that drive too sooner or later. He's not in a good place mentally, And I wish I could help him, but I've become so disconnected and closed off from people that I can't do that. Foster care has played such a big part in doing that, cultures kept from foster kids, like they aren't with their people, they aren't kept close to their biological family. It's just a mess. The system is a complete mess. But there are people in the system who are trying to utilize it to better themselves and to get forward in life, which is what I'm gonna do for myself. Cause I gotta stop worrying about other people. Foster care system can be a blessing and a curse. You know, I've been in the system since I was 2, so I know how the game works. I know how this thing works. And I know how it can cripple some people, and I know how it can help some people. But the success rates, the people who are feeling depressed in the system, you know, who are kept away from their families, it's not right. It doesn't feel, you know, it's, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This is such a big topic that I can go on for hours about, you know, like I've spoken in front of hundreds of foster parents, and I've given speeches to people, you know, how they can be better at their job, you know, with fostering children in their homes, because we grow up and we feel alienated and we don't know our place in society, which sucks. You know, I myself don't know shit all about my culture. And, you know, I'm gonna go to university and I'm gonna learn more about it because foster care has been that one thing that has been that barrier between me and culture, you know. I don't really have any family, you know. You know, I have my biological family, but we've all become so disconnected that it's just awkward and we don't know how to communicate with each other. We don't know how to talk, you know. And that's sad that foster care does that to families and shit like that. And I honestly, I don't want anybody else to go through this shit. But it's happening, you know, right now. There's probably a child going to sleep right now in a new foster home that he was just placed in today, scared and anxious, and he doesn't know what's going on, or she doesn't know what's happening. But I will say this, social services has saved me, you know? My parents were drug addicts. There was no way they could have taken care of me, so they thrusted me into this life at 2 years old. And it's been just a game of running and figuring things out, you know, trying to belong somewhere for so long. And a lot of foster kids are gonna go through that shit. And I just wish the sh I wish the system did better, you know? Yeah, it has to be better. You know, foster parents have to know their place and their importance too to children's growth, you know. It's not enough just to be able to provide food and a roof over their head and an education. There is more. There is so much more depth into being a foster parent. There has to be, you know. Like, you know, there are foster parents out there that just do it for the check at the end of the month, which is so fucked. Like, it's not okay. None of this is okay. You know, there are foster parents that keep, you know, 6, 7 kids in their house, and they don't work. They don't personally have a job. You know, the children is their job, which makes sense. You know, but don't use them for the check so you can live. If that makes sense. You know, teach them to be well-rounded people who can handle the anxiety and the stress that comes afterwards after leaving the system, because it's not going to be easy, you know, integrating and into the society, you know? Because we grow up and we feel like we don't belong in any specific place. You know, I don't belong with my people. And I don't belong with this other group of people, you know? And it's just, I'm in this gray area right now in my life after getting out of the system where I don't know yet. I had a boyfriend that I am sadly still in love with, which is pathetic, but I am, and I probably will be for a while. But there's so many factors that can affect the child psychologically. I was personally tired of just having my family taken away from me and me being the last one left because I was too, I was always the one that was obedient. I obeyed. I didn't like breaking rules. I was good in school. To the point where I snapped personally and I became that rebel. I ran and I continued to run and defy. This just foster kids, I feel for them so much. But I also know that I don't want a job that has to deal with them, because I would be far too invested and that would take over my life. Foster care is such a twisted area for a child to grow up in. And I'm not saying it's the worst. You get fed, you have a family, quote unquote family, whatever that means in that household, whether it's only sharing a dinner or only sharing dinners and lunches together and not really speaking, which is sort of what I do nowadays. I don't like to talk to people. I don't like to connect. I don't want family. I don't want to be adopted or any of that mess. It's not what I want. Which is sad because it's what I've wanted growing up. But I'm an adult now. I don't want it. I don't want to have the baggage, the feelings, the emotions that come with having a family anymore. I don't want to care too much about people. It sounds like I'm talking all about me, but I know that I am not the only person that fucking feels like this. There are probably hundreds of other foster kids that are becoming desensitized to all these concepts and ideas that they can be loved and that they will have a family, and that just creates more damaged people for our communities. And it's just a vicious cycle of this crap. And I'm personally ready to end the cycle for myself, because there's no way I'm gonna go down the same path that they go down. That's not for me. That can't be my destiny, That can't be what I make of myself. I just wish that the success rates of foster children were. I just wish there was more of us out there willing to push through. And I get it, a lot of us do have mental health issues. I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I've met not one foster kid. Well, maybe one or two or three that, sort of were okay. But I've met a ton of foster kids with mental health issues, trust issues, They would hide food under the bed because they're afraid that they won't get to eat or they would harm themselves. I was one of the people that harmed themselves, there's too many of us with these mental health issues and not enough, I guess, people trying to combat them to make sure that we age in a way that doesn't desensitize us or turn us into people that won't, I guess, do well in society, who won't succeed. I'm rambling, I know, but it's just after my brother messaged me and I blocked him, he called me trash, which is okay. I get it. He's angry, and he's always been an angry person. But I do hope that he finds the strength inside of himself to be better, to push forward, to try and beat the system so he doesn't become another statistic or homeless person out on the street. But I know I personally, I can't allow myself to care about him. and invest into this because I know it'll destroy me too. It's just a mess in my head, honestly. And I figured now would be a good time to do the quarantine zone. I don't know what this podcast is even going to be about, honestly. If it's going to be a personal journal of mine, but I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be about this, about me. I want it to be about what you guys want to listen to, you know? Do you want to hear my movie reviews, or do you want me to talk about funny shit? I don't know if this is going to be a serious or funny or... But I do know I really want to keep doing more of this. You know, I'm trying to stop smoking weed and the drugs and whatever. And just so I can be more motivated to create things like this and to write more, you know? Like, I really want to write a movie script or a book or something that'll last. You know, there's a lot of things I want to do that I just need to find the motivation again to do. Sorry if this podcast, if this little session wasn't really what you wanted, or, you know, nobody listens to these anyways, so, or, well, the first one nobody listened to, which is okay, that's expected. Nobody's probably gonna listen to this one either, but that's okay too. Anyway, I really hope all of you guys are having a good night or whatever, and you're keeping the vibes chill, you know, smoke a blunt, spark up some shweed and chill out, go to bed, listen to some ASMR, try and relax, and not worry so much about what's happening, you know? But yeah, no, I'm gonna continue listening to some ASMR and not worry too much about what's going on, you know? Things are going good, gone to university, gonna go hopefully get an apartment in the city soon, and yeah, get my life back. Things are good. You know, even with so much negativity in my life, or that has been in my life, I'm not gonna let it affect me or control me anymore. So, yeah. Anywho, signing off, so peace out. This has been the Quarantine Zone with your boy, Taryn Favel. Peace out.